95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. Hey, it's Cinco de Drinko, and it's Morning Hog Happy Hour. Josh Messer Parade is right over there, along with Gary from the Ormond Beach Rotary Club, teaming up to bring you the Ormond Beach Beer Festival, the fourth annual, right?
That's right.
Three times we've done it. This is going to be the good one.
It's always
like this was good practice. Three practices. Now we get the real deal.
That's right. We're back to the original location over there in the Casements.
Beautiful.
May 13th.
Okay.
And then you want to crack a couple beers and then we can talk about the details?
Yeah, because a week from tomorrow we can worry about all that stuff. Well, these are beers you'll be tasting, right?
That's right. We'll have some of these and many, many more.
Really? So there's more than like five beers now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Oh, yeah.
You're lucky if there's less than five at each time.
I guess that makes it a fest, right, Gary?
Yeah, there's more than 40 different breweries.
Oh, my God.
And they're all going to have several. So.
Oh, God, I love Florida so much for this reason alone. Just pouring out more and more and more and more beers.
So I have a Globe Classic. That disappeared for a couple years, actually.
Yeah?
And has made its return.
Okay.
Sierra Nevada was giving some of their seasonals a different shot. You know, the last couple years, trying some new things.
Right.
But ultimately, they have come back to an original Summerfest, which is their summer lager.
Right?
Super good.
5%.
So good, I snorted some up.
That's
my
only
nose.
5%.
Oh, so you get some
not mad at it.
A little bit of hop bitterness in there, more than you would get from a normal lager out there. But that's beauty of Sierra Nevada. There's always going to be a little bit of that hop character that sticks in it.
Right.
A little bit of a dry finish, and you get a little tiny bit of lemon in there.
Yeah,
nothing overpowering, but just enough to kind of brighten it up a little bit.
Yeah. Not a zest. A little poke.
A little touch.
Poking at you. Right.
Lemon poke.
Sometimes during the show, Steve will reach over. He'll poke me like right in this rib cage or whatever
with a lemon.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I think it's weird, right? I mean, that's weird.
It's kind of weird.
So technically, I'm not poking you.
Yeah, he said the lemon's poking me. Right? He always says the lemon's poking.
Hey,
an old
technicality.
And then he starts talking about lemon parties, and anyone don't Google it.
Oh my God.
Cut that off.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gary. So this beer has come back now.
Right. It has come back. 6-pack cans, 12-pack cans.
Okay.
Publix, Total Wine, ABC, Local Independence. But Sierra Nevada nowadays you find just about anywhere.
That's right.
Or
srprod.com/beerfinder.
Bingo.
Yeah. I had to finish the beer before I get it. It's almost dangerous. I could have choked. That would have been terrible. All right. There's one big tall boy sitting on the end before we start getting into details about how you get tickets to this beautiful beer fest.
That's right.
The Casements and Ormond.
So I think you might recognize the logo because we just had one earlier.
I do. I have stared at this beer online, but I have never had it in my face before.
Well, now you do.
Love it.
So this is Tampa Bay Brewing Company. They are known for, at least in our area, for Reef Donkey.
Right.
Well, a lot of their beer reps... And their fan base like to day drink.
Yes.
But Reef Donkey is kind of a heavy beer to be day drink.
Sure.
So they're like, let's create a beer to day drink and call it Day Donkin.
Brilliant.
Or Day Donkey. Yeah, the tagline for a while is they were saying everybody was Day Donkin. Man, that's awesome. Let's create a beer.
Yeah.
Day Donkin.
Yeah.
So instead of an American Pale Ale, which Reef Donkey is, this is an American Pale Lager. So the ABV is going to be a little bit lower than Reef Donkey was. That way, during the day, you're not... You're going to make it a little bit longer in the day, you know?
So it's an APL.
That's right, APL. So 5.4% alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's real good.
Yeah.
Woo! I mean, there's not a big variant in there.
Easy drinking. Still has all the great flavors that you like in a craft beer.
That was easy.
Easy.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
All these beers that we've had today are going to be especially great next weekend.
Okay.
Just because they're all easy drinking.
Now, if you walked up to, say, Jeremy from Tampa Bay Brewing Company next weekend, and you were like, hey, Jeremy, explain to me the concept behind Day Donkin, he would tell you basically the story that you just told.
He would tell you that same story, and he might even chug the beer in front
of you. Right. He would definitely chug the beer in front of you. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And this festival is going to have all these beers. Now, we're at the Casements again, as you said, back to the Casements.
Right.
I don't know. And I've heard people talk about the Casements just in like, hey, I'm going to go hang out there.
Right.
This is
it's
a reason.
It's a beautiful location.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us about some of the things that we're getting, Gary. The Ormond Beach Rotary Club is putting this thing on. What are we getting beside the beer? I know you get a lot more happening.
Well, yeah, we'll have some food trucks out there in case anybody wants to get hungry. We've
that
got
happens.
A few other vendors. But basically, it's about the beer.
Right.
We do have a great band, The Click, will be playing.
They were fantastic last time, by the way.
Yeah.
A wide variety of cover music.
Oh, everything.
And everything was spot on.
Those dudes are fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Click, we love you.
Last year... They offered to do the whole day rather than have a couple different bands, and we decided to try it out.
Yeah,
and it turned out fantastic. So, and they're excited to come back, and we're excited to have them. We're bringing back something we haven't had since the first year because we haven't been able to be at the Casements. You know, the whole pandemic stuff.
Right. And, yeah.
But we will have a small kid zone this year.
Really?
We're kid friendly. It's a beer fest, but we're still kid friendly.
Sure.
So we'll have that. And then for those that don't want to actually do all the tasting, which the tasting is the whole reason for the event.
Sure.
Right?
So right.
40 different breweries. They all have multiple different beers, so, you know, whatever you want to try. But just in case you don't want to do that, we'll have a few different beers for sale.
Okay.
So we've got Miller Lite.
Okay.
Coors Light.
Right.
Tarpon.
Right.
The Luna Crinkle.
Tarpon. The Luau Crunkles.
Oh, Luau Crunkles.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's that passion orange and guava IPA.
Look out.
And then Yingling and Blue Moon.
Oh.
For the ladies, if they want, we'll have a couple different wines. We typically don't sell a lot of wines, but we always want to have somebody. And then we've got White Claws again for some of these.
There is going to be quite literally something for everybody there. We'll also have some non-alcoholic tents if you're not a big drinker, to showcase some of our non-alcoholic portfolio, which we've had on the show a few times.
So the stuff we've had here, I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah, so great. Some cool stuff.
There you go.
So quite literally, family-friendly, something for everybody, great food, great time, great music, great beer.
Yep.
And, there's no reason not to go.
You're making me want to get tickets.
And we'll have our cigar guy again.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, cigars are kind of a go real well with the beer fest.
There's your pairing right there.
Yeah,
there
you go. It turns out great.
What time does a fun start?
Well, technically, we'll start selling beer around 12. The tasting is 1 to 4.
All right.
And then we'll keep selling beer until 5 or so, after it kind of winds down for those. And I didn't mention this a minute ago. I should have, but it's 16-ounce beers for $5.
Oh.
Can't beat that.
That's basically like, as Steve and I say, that's like stealing beer. But don't steal beer.
Basically.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Pay for it.
If you've been to a concert or anything, you're typically going to pay more than $5 for.
Oh my God!
For about 16 an ounce
if you're, if you're lucky.
I over here is I got a second mortgage. One of these paperwork from a beer I got last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, there it is. It's on there.
Just go to Ormond Beach BeerFestival.com.
Okay,
and they got a link take you right there.
Sounds easy, John.
And of course, we also have a Facebook page. You can go there, and there's a link there that also takes you right to Eventbrite.
A little bit cheaper if you buy in advance as well.
Really?
Yes.
Buy online or before the day of, $35. At the door, it's going to be $40. 1 week countdown. Let's go.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Make some plans.
And we do want everybody to understand that it's all volunteer.
Right.
100% of the money goes to charities.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's a lot of different charities that we support throughout Volusia County and all over. So it's
the Ormond Beach Rotary Club is always helping out people here.
Right
here in your community, Ormond Beach and surrounding. So that's phenomenal that you do that. Gary, Ormond Beach Rotary Club, we'll see you next week. Cheers.
Cheers.